back. Ron and Indy and the Car Doctor here. We were, and I was glad to have Jim McGinn from Diablo Sport take the time today. I appreciate that, Jim. Thank you very much. And, you know, it's about information, right? And as Jim provided it, now we're going to shift gears and go to the other side of the equation and talk to a gentleman we've had on the show many, many times before, and it's always a pleasure to talk to him, Tim McDonald from Mitchell One. And Tim's going to stop by right now and talk to us about, well, I've got a quick question for him about something I saw in the shop, and then he's going to tell us a little bit about Vegas. Tim, boy, this time of year comes up fast, huh?
Hey, Ron, you know, really glad to be with you today. It seems like it comes up about every 6 months now, right?
Yeah, it's either that or we're getting older and the time is compressing.
No, don't talk about that part.
Yeah, I don't want to. You're right. What started this for the listeners this year, and I brought it up first, and Tim stopped to take a look at it from his busy schedule. Mitchell sends out what we call, what are they, Tim? They're SureTrack repair fixes?
They're real fixes from SureTrack.
And this one kind of got me. It was a 2004 Chevy Impala with a battery going dead that turned out that the cause of the battery going dead was an intermittent failure on one of the AC blend door actuators, where the actuator would activate itself and get stuck in a wrong position and drain the battery down on an intermittent basis. And I read it, and I couldn't help but wonder to myself, my gosh, who comes up with these things, and how do they keep track of it? And I said, you know what? That's an interview. That's a story, Tim. Tell us about it.
I'd have to agree. If I might, I'd like to back up just for a moment and explain what SureTrack is.
Sure.
Once upon a time in a galaxy far, far away, there was something called AskATech, which was basically information compiled and input by technicians for Snap-on for scan tools and such. And that was just kind of the genesis of it. But SureTrack today is where we actually... you've heard the term big data. What we do is we look at all of repair orders. We're looking for trends, predictive part failures, things like that. So when you analyze millions of repair lines, you're going to see, yeah, obvious starter, alternator, brake, typical stuff. But what SureTrack is, it's that crucial beyond information that you just couldn't come up with otherwise. And what happened in this particular case was there was three body codes that would be triggered off the system with the temperature control doors. And this is such an obscure thing that as part of the expert technicians that are in SureTrack, many of the people are designated experts on GM or Volkswagen or whatever it may be. So this was posted to SureTrack, and sure enough, with collaborating with a couple other people who were GM experts, they got down to this. There was the audible symptom, which was the clicking. And they actually came up with a testing routine and found out that because a nylon or plastic worm gear was worn, that these motors were supposed to cycle off at a point, and they were not doing that. And that was creating this mysterious battery drain. And so by having the experts in this community collaborate and come up with these, it's like a detective story, and they come up with these answers, and then they are posted and visible to someone using our information system. And it's ironic that we're talking about this today, because this is actually a click on the note I got yesterday. This is actually SureTrack Migration Day, that SureTrack was a separate place, a separate tab, a separate destination, and today is the day it is moving inside ProDemand for a more integrated experience.
Now, when you say moving inside, ProDemand being the repair shop program, the information side.
Correct.
Of it, right?
Correct.
That's actually going to be contained within the repair shop program itself, so that it's easier for techs to find this information.
Yes. Let me qualify that just a little bit. We've had something for going on a couple years now called OneSearch, and the idea is to deliver that which the OE or factory says about the vehicle and the repair procedure, but also the expert community, meaning the SureTrack content. Now what happens is that the tips are... collaboration is easier, it's more accessible, it's more visible. I don't have to go to a separate place to check my dashboard or post to the community. I'm going to do it from inside ProDemand.
Interesting. Well, I'll tell you what, you guys do a heck of a job, and I read each and every one of these, and I think some of these are the precursor to, if enough of these happen, if they get enough experiences of this, then I think it becomes a TSB. Do you think that's a fair statement? Do you think that's a possibility?
Well, now you're talking about the latitude of the OE, how they're going to address it.
Right.
Of course, there are tech service bulletins. There are public recalls, there are silent recalls, so it really would be up to the OEM to do that. But what it does do is that it increases the value of what we offer, in that here's what the factory says, here's what the technician says, and here's some additional mysteries that have been solved that you couldn't, there's no way you could solve it otherwise.
Yeah, you're selling it short, Tim. I like to think of it as, here's what the factory offers, here's what the techs say, here's real world.
Because real world, exactly.
That's exactly what you guys offer, is real world
tips.
And it really is true. Hey, speaking of real world, I've got 3 minutes. What's coming up 2016 Apex? You've got an awful lot to talk about.
Well, you know, we try to have something new every year, and this year is no exception. We're really hitting on all cylinders this year. If you want to, I'll just give you a quick recap here. We'll be previewing the newest version of our shop management software, which will be Manager SE 7.1. which will include the first-time opportunity to add a special code or a plug-in that will actually allow you to look up medium and heavy-duty trucks on the same platform and integrate to truck series repair and diagnostics and truck labor to create real big-time estimates and repair orders. We're continuing to improve the scheduler. When you put in a new vehicle now, I think you will personally appreciate this, that when you're in a new vehicle, that you have the plate lookup and VIN decode right there. Something that will be of interest to your listeners out there on the just as consumers, we have a new feature that speaks very well of our relationship with the OEMs, and that is a new button will be visible in the program called Open Recalls. And primarily, that's our relationship with Toyota. So if the customer's vehicle is a Toyota, Lexus, or Scion, and there are recalls that are still open, not closed for their vehicle, that button will light up, and it actually goes out and bounces off a Toyota server and comes back with the updated information.
And I've got to tell you, Tim, because I was looking at the program this week, I did my update. That is stunning. I had three Toyotas in this week that all had open recalls on them, and the look on the customer's face when I was able to give them the recall, and they said, "But Toyota hasn't told me about this yet." Well, what can I tell you? I'm ahead of the curve, you know. But like, it's real. It does work.
Oh, we love hearing that.
Yeah,
that's tremendous.
It's, you know what, that. And I think the catch with that is that mm-hmm. generates customer loyalty and trust, because now they go, hey, here's somebody telling me what's wrong with my car from a safety perspective from the manufacturer before the manufacturer told me. And they really enjoyed hearing it.
Huge boost to credibility.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
One other that might relate to the consumers, and that is we have added first mile credit card processing, which means that customers that use our shop management will be able to accept fleet cards, gift cards, additional financing options, which are helpful to the consumer in the end.
Yeah, and the improvements also, I know you're working with the update process. You're going to be doing things with the accounting link as well, correct?
Yeah, we're very much excited about that, because this new accounting link works with QuickBooks Online, which the previous product did not do, and also Peachtree, Sage, or any other major accounting package the shop wants to use. We can now accommodate that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you guys are just light years ahead of everybody else. I'm stunned every time I open up the program and see the improvements. I think you're at my dentist office, because I watch their scheduler and I watch your scheduler, and I'm thinking, you know, they're doing the same thing as my dentist, and it's not as painful because my teeth don't hurt when I come out of the place.
Exactly. To tie that thought there, actually, there is, of course, the setting in the program that says, hey, before you leave, we want to set your next appointment. And you can set it up to be prompted or just automatically kick the appointment editor open with that customer's name and vehicle and everything all looked up. Makes it very easy.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I've started doing that since you and I had that conversation.
Uh-huh.
And it takes a little bit of reprogramming your mind on how to do it. But
right.
once you get into that habit and it becomes a familiar pattern, it actually works very well. And I just spoke to tech support. By the way, your tech support is still second to none.
Thank you.
I just spoke to tech support this week about it. I made a couple of suggestions, and the guy took down all my notes, and he asked me for my name. And I said, just put Ron the car doctor. I said, when Tim sees it, he's going to go, oh, no, he's at it again. So when that note comes across your desk, that was from me. All right?
Got it.
Listen, you're going to be at Vegas. We want to wish you a good trip. If the listeners are looking for more information, where can they go get it?
You can go to our website. Our corporate website is simply Mitchell1.com. That's Mitchell, the numeral 1.com. And we'll see you there.
Okay, great. And give Mr. Doulette a hello from us.
I will surely do that.
Take good care, Tim. Thanks for taking the time today. I'm Ron Anany, the Car Doctor. We are back right after this.